Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. We just got the big news in baseball. Jacob DeGrom is leaving the Mets. He is headed to the Texas Rangers. So, we may get a wild next 4 or 5 days. Like, if DeGrom's signing on Friday night, if the Phillies are meeting with shortstops this weekend, I fully expect us to have something significant to talk about early next week on the evening show.
Will the Phillies have a new shortstop by the time you're back on the air on Tuesday?
No, but they will be about to have one. Like, maybe it breaks Tuesday during our show.
That'd be cool. It's been a while since we've gotten breaking news. I guess we got some tonight.
Right. But like, certainly Philadelphia-centric breaking news. Yeah, I think something big's going to happen. And Aaron Judge might sign as well. I would think either the Yankees or the Giants within the next 4 or 5 days. So there's a lot going on in the baseball world. One thing that happened yesterday that took me a little bit off, I was just a little caught off guard, was Zach Eflin. Zach Eflin is officially gone. Now, we've talked about the Phillies needing to replace all these innings, 411 innings the Phillies have lost to free agency. Now, there was always, I thought, a chance Eflin was coming back. But once he declined that player option for $15 million, you had a feeling that his agent knew there was money out there on a multi-year deal. Well, he got it. 3 years, $40 million, Zach Eflin to the Tampa Bay Rays. And my first thought is, I'm happy for Zach Eflin. I always liked Zach Eflin. He's a pretty good pitcher. I understand why the Phillies walked away from that. Like, they would have had to top that. He just, for as much as I like Eflin, and he gave them some good innings, and that really was an excellent trade by Ruben Amaro to get Zach Eflin for a very old and, at that point, done Jimmy Rollins. It's a good deal. I mean, Zach Eflin gave the Phillies, how many years did he pitch in? Six different seasons? Was it seven?
Seven, I think. He came up in 2016.
I think so, yeah. So seven different seasons. Now, he came out at the end of 2016. But he pitched a decent amount for the Phillies. And at times was probably their second best pitcher over years.
659 innings as a Philly.
Yeah, and unfortunately it wasn't more. Because that's why I think he's not a Philly. Like, they liked him. I think he liked being here. And he didn't cost a ridiculous amount. If Zach Eflin didn't have health issues, I think he'd already have been a Philly. He could have gotten an extension by the Phillies. I think they probably would have given him an extension. He would have been the perfect mid-rotation gap as their young pitchers are coming up. But 3 years, $40 million is a lot of money for a guy who could not stay healthy. And this was his contract year and he couldn't stay healthy. Like, think about that. Like, you know, most guys in their contract year find a way to stay on the field and do their thing. His body just, I just don't think he's built physically to handle the load of a full season as a starting pitcher. Now, the Rays are really smart and they're really good. And I imagine they're going to make him better than he even is. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Zach Eflin pitches to a 3.5 ERA next year. Now, how many innings do they actually get out of him? I don't know. But here's the craziest part about that signing. It's the biggest free agent contract in Tampa Bay Rays history. Now, there is one thing I think people are misinterpreting when they see that fact. They have given out $100 million deals to their own young players, right? Like Wander Franco, they gave whatever the guarantee was, $200 million or something. Longoria, they gave $100 million to when he was like in the big leagues for 5 days. Matt Moore, they paid a lot of money. Tyler Glass now, they will pay their own players a buyout arbitration, but they've never paid a free agent until Zach Eflin. Like, that's the wildest trivia question. Biggest free agent contract in the history of a major league franchise, Zach Eflin. It's nuts. But I think he'll pitch well for them.
I think he definitely has the stuff. And if there's a franchise that you wanted to go to fix you outside of Houston, I think Tampa Bay is the place to go. It's, I don't know. I think he's going to be remembered fondly because of what he did in the postseason, yep, and his ability to come back at the end of last season and pitch in the bullpen and take down high leverage moments. But you also look at his career. I mean, he had an ERA plus of like 95.
I know.
Over his time here. I think a lot of what his time was here was just missed opportunities.
And what could have been. I mean, if one of these years he puts it together and he stays healthy for the Rays, he could win 14 or 15 games, a pitch to a 3-4 ERA, and everyone like, wow. It'd be nice to have him here in Philadelphia, but it's been a what-if. His career's been what-if from the start. He had moments, runs. He would always reel off like 1 month a year where he would reel off seven innings, one run, no runs, two runs, and you're like, wow, do they have something here? Like, is this guy going to be a top-of-the-rotation kind of pitcher? And it would be followed by, he's banged up, he's hurt, his knee hurts, he's a heavy body, or he just gives up six runs in a game randomly. Like, it would never sustain for Zach Eflin, but good trade by Ruben Amaro back in the day. He was part of a team that made the World Series, and I'll root for him in Tampa Bay. And I did see one thing. The Red Sox wanted him too, but he chose Tampa Bay because he wanted to pitch near where he grew up. I guess he's a Florida kid. So Zach Eflin to the Tampa Bay Rays, the biggest contract they have ever handed out. All right, let's get to NFL picks. We'll do Guess the Takes, and then we'll do our FanDuel Sportsbook favorite props for the Eagles and the Titans on Sunday. All right, here are my picks for week number, is this 13? Week 13 in the NFL. I will start one of the marquee matchups because I really like where the number has landed, and I think it's in a spot where I'm comfortable taking it. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers -3.5 against the Miami Dolphins. It's a great matchup. It's, you know, Tua against Jimmy Garoppolo, two quarterbacks that have been doubted and both are playing winning football right now and are going to be in the postseason. It's two coaches who know each other so well. I was watching a story on NFL Network a little earlier with how far back the Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan relationship goes. 30 years. I mean, those guys have known each other for 30 years, as kids on the staff or around that Denver Broncos team with Mike Shanahan, obviously the father of Kyle Shanahan. And I got to tell you, Mike McDaniel, right now, if the season ended, I'd vote him the coach of the year in the NFL. I said it here on WIP. I said it everywhere. I wrote it. I didn't think Tua could play. I really thought Tua was a stiff at the quarterback position when it came to being a really good one in the NFL. And this reminds me, the job that Mike McDaniel has done, it's very similar to me to when Sean McVay took over the Rams in 2017 and Jared Goff was coming off of a disastrous rookie season the year before. And, I mean, were there many people out there that says, you know what, Jared Goff could play. He's going to be a winning quarterback and the kind of quarterback to take a team to the playoffs. Not many said that. And Sean McVay got there, and he accentuated the strengths of Jared Goff. He covered up the weaknesses. They put a good team around him. And, boom, they were in the postseason, and, boom, a year later, they were in the Super Bowl. I think we're watching something similar play out with Mike McDaniel. Now, that being said, this is a 49ers spot on Sunday. I like the Niners -3.5. Both tackles are banged up for the Miami Dolphins. And to go on the road against the best defense in football, against a ferocious pass rush, including Nick Bosa, and have both your tackles limited or out, that's a really, really tall task for Miami. To go travel, play against a really good team, really good defense. I don't think the Miami defense is that great, so I think the Niners will put up some points in this game. And I don't think Miami's up to keep up. It's a really good offense, but this is a big test. I will go San Francisco -3.5 on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. That's game number one. Game number two I like on Sunday. I'm just going to bet the number here in this game. The Giants and the Commanders strike me as very similar teams. I don't think either are that good. If you ask me to kind of rank the different units on their teams, I think it's even almost across the board. Maybe the Commanders' defense is a little bit better than the Giants, but why are the Commanders 1.5-point favorites? Aren't the Giants, the Commanders similar? Like, this should be an even game, or it should be... I mean, I just frankly thought the home team would be favored in this game. They're not. And the Giants get extra rest. I like backing teams late in the season with extra rest. I think the Giants are going to beat the Commanders this week. So I'll take the 1.5 points there. Giants plus 1.5. I'll go Niners minus 3.5. I mean, how can I not take the Eagles game in our picks after the way we talked about them and my thought on how this Titans team is good but not special? They haven't beaten any really good opponents. Derrick Henry not quite the same as he was a couple years ago. And I think the number's in a good zone here in this game. I'm going to go Eagles minus 4.5. I don't think that's a ridiculous number. You know, if this game was 7, if it was 7.5, if it was 6.5, you know, I might think that's a little tricky for the Eagles to cover against a good defense at Tennessee. But I like the Eagles minus 4.5 this week against the Tennessee Titans. And the last game I'll take four games this week. I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions minus 1 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I always think two things when it comes to late season betting. One, I'll take a team with extra rest. I think it really matters this deep into a season. These teams are tired. The Lions get 3 extra days to prepare for this game. They played on Thanksgiving against the Bills and lost a close game. Now they get extra time to prepare for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's at home in Detroit. Plus, Jacksonville's coming off of a very emotional win. When was the last time the Jaguars won a game like that and then went on the road and won another game? Like, that's a lot to ask for a young team with a young quarterback. I think the Lions a little bit more rest, a little bit healthier, and I think they win this game. Very short favorite of just minus 1. Lions minus 1. So Lions minus 1. I'll take the Giants plus 1.5. I'll take the Eagles minus 4.5. And I'll take the 49ers minus 3.5 for my picks. All right, let's do guess the takes here. As I try to guess the takes that are out there across the NFL and what you'll be hearing on WIP and FS1 and ESPN and whatever you're consuming coming up on Monday. All right, take number 1. I think there's a chance this week that Kenny Pickett and the Steelers put up a ton of points in Atlanta. And I think you're going to start to hear that the Pickett and Pickens connection and the future of the Steelers might actually be bright. Because this is a tough season for the Steelers. But I think that team's starting to turn a little bit of a corner here. And I'm starting to see something from Kenny Pickett. They won on Monday night against the Colts in Indianapolis. I think we're going to hear a lot of good things. And how about the future is very bright in Pittsburgh when Kenny Pickett and the Steelers go play on Sunday in Atlanta. Take number 2 you're going to hear coming up on Monday is to watch out for the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers have been a big disappointment this season. Really big. I mean, considering the preseason hype, they were one of, I think, the 5 or 6 top Super Bowl odds before the season. And for the most part, they've been blah. They really haven't been a good team this season. But they're getting a little bit healthier. And I thought that was a big win for them last week. To bounce back after losing to the Chiefs on Sunday night the week before, I thought it was a really big win to go and finish that game with a 2-point conversion. I think it kind of got like the Brandon Staley always kind of seems to make the wrong decision thing out of the way. He made the right decision. 2-point conversion. Big win for the Los Angeles Chargers. And I like them. It's a good spot for them this week in Las Vegas against the Raiders. A Raiders team coming off of an overtime game last week against the Seahawks. I'm going to go the Chargers this week to win, and I think the Chargers are the one you hear about on Monday. Like, maybe that team is dangerous in the bottom of the AFC playoff picture. And the third take I think you're going to hear come Monday morning, I think the rumors are going to start to come out on Monday that Sean McVay is going to leave coaching. Have you ever seen a more disastrous season for a Super Bowl champion than the Los Angeles Rams? Like, right now, they are unrecognizable. I had some of that game on last Sunday because, for some reason, I guess they didn't move anything around with TV. Like, the Rams and Chiefs were the scheduled 4 o'clock window game, and they didn't care that the Rams are bad now. So I was watching some of that game. Who was the quarterback on the field for the Rams? Was it Bryce Perkins?
From the University of Virginia.
They are the most unrecognizable defending Super Bowl champion I've ever seen.
Like, and it gets worse this week. I don't think Aaron Donald's playing.
I don't think he is either. I mean, they have like half of their salary cap out to injury. And did you see the Matthew Stafford thing? He was cleared, but they're not going to play him?
Yeah. So apparently his concussion is actually a neck injury, and he couldn't feel his legs a couple weeks ago.
It's bad. It's really bad. And I wouldn't be surprised if Matthew Stafford retires after this season. Like, what does he have left to accomplish? He made a ton of money. He left his team he played for forever, went to the other place and won a Super Bowl. I mean, I if he can't feel his legs, plus his wife posted on Instagram a few weeks ago about how she was worried about him. The Rams thing, everyone always talked about they have no picks. Eventually this thing is like it's going to topple over. Feels like it toppled over,
And not because of no picks. A top over because their aging veterans aged quickly.
Fast. I would not be surprised on Monday you start hearing, like, in a Peter King column, Sean McVay to Amazon to TV after the season. It's going to return. I know we signed a new deal, but, I mean, they can figure out the money. Whatever. I mean, the Rams aren't going to force him to coach if he doesn't want to coach anymore. He won them a Super Bowl. I think Sean McVay out in Los Angeles, and not because he's fired, because he's burnt out, and it's just kind of time to fresh start for everybody. I think that becomes a thing you hear coming up starting next week and really start here. So those are the picks. Those are the takes for week 13 across the NFL. All right, let's put together a same game parlay here. We do it every week. Our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook love the props and kind of go through the game and think about our favorite props for week number 13. It's the Eagles and the Titans. All right, I have five here. Tucker, if you want to come up, throw one in that you like, maybe we can get this to a six-leg parlay. Because I really feel like I've got a five here. And look, when you say it about parlays, you got to be realistic about it. Like, is there ever a parlay you feel like is definitely going to hit? Probably not. Are they fun? Yes. I've got five here I like a lot. So you can veto any of them if you want. And obviously, you could add one to get us to six. But here's what I have. So I think A.J. Brown is going to have a big game. It's, you know, he's against his former team. There's some bad blood there. And I'm looking at two A.J. Brown props in this game. Now, his receiving prop is about 80.5. So they're setting it very high. FanDuel, obviously, is kind of in on this and knows everyone's going to be betting A.J. Brown props. So they're going to raise that number up. So A.J. Brown's receiving prop is 80.5. That's not fun. You know the minus 105 or whatever on each side. How about this? You could go in an alternate total on A.J. Brown. You can go 100+. You can go 125+. 125+ yards for A.J. Brown is plus 410. That is a pretty nice way to start our parlay. So I'm going to put that in. Plus 125+ yards for A.J. Brown receiving. And I'm going to go A.J. Brown plus 130 to score a touchdown. Anytime touchdown score. So we have an A.J. Brown alternate receiving total. A.J. Brown anytime touchdown score. And then I was thinking about the score of this game. So here's what I have in my head for Sunday. I have in my head on Sunday, Eagles 27, Titans 17 on Sunday. That's kind of the score I was thinking about for this game. So with that, I popped in here Eagles over 24.5 points, and I put in Titans under 19.5 points. So that would cover the score I kind of perceived. 27-17, I went Eagles over 24.5, Titans under 19.5. And then I threw the Eagles minus 2.5 in the first half as the fifth leg of our parlay. Tucker, do you want to veto any? What are you thinking on that?
No, I think they all make sense. I kind of see the game the same way you do. I think it's going to be a big A.J. Brown revenge game. And we talked about it a few weeks ago when they played the Colts with Zach Pascal, and obviously that didn't work out. But Nick Sirianni is a guy who kind of believes in storylines and likes following them, and the fact that A.J. Brown has put together back-to-back, you know, subpar games, at least by his standards, I think there's a lot going for him going into this game.
You know what wouldn't surprise me? That they haven't done this. I'm trying to think the last time they did something like this. But would it surprise you if early in the game, first possession, first play, a bomb down the field to A.J. Brown?
It would not.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it very early in the game. If it hits, you know.
Does that mean you want A.J. Brown to be first touchdown scorer?
Ooh. Now, can we add that in along with the anytime? Are you allowed to double up, or is one kind of counteract the other? Because if he's the first, he's also an anytime.
Yeah, I don't think you can combine those odds. I think they're smart enough to get around that.
But like the odds on first touchdown are way better. All right, this is interesting. Let's take the anytime out, and let's put the first in. If we take the anytime out and we put the first in, well, now we're cooking with gas. So if we have A.J. Brown, and first touchdown scorer, A.J. Brown, 125-plus yards, under 19.5 Titans, over 24.5 Eagles, Eagles minus 2.5, a $10 wager would win you $867.
Now we're cooking.
So now you're making me think, should we, because we're going bold with the first touchdown, should we lower the A.J. Brown receiving yardage total bar to 100+? Should we, because that worries me a little bit. Like, what if he gets like 116?
Yeah, I mean, what if it's a blowout and they stop throwing the football? Or they take him off the field in the middle of the third quarter?
All right, let's change the bar on on the A.J. Brown receiving yards. Let's go 100-plus. I think that's it feels a little bit safer. So now, okay, it does change our number pretty significantly, but it's safer. 100-plus yards, but with the first touchdown score, we're at $10, wins you $447. Still pretty good.
Can we also throw in the under on Miles Sanders' rushing yards?
Now, is this a Miles Sanders fade or a game script fade?
I think this is a game script fade, and I think this is a Titans are second in the NFL in opposing yards per carry fade. Like, well, they gave up, I think, 150 or 160 to Saquon.
And that was early.
But since then, I mean, they gave up 108 to Cincinnati, but that's because Joe Burrow ran for 40 yards himself. You look at the previous games, 56, 65, 77, 43, 65, 43, 38. In their last eight games played, this is a team that does not give up a lot of rushing yards.
All right, here's what we have. And this might be the most profitable potential same-game parlay we've put together here over our friends over FanDuel Sportsbook the entire season. Titans under 19.5 points. Eagles over 24.5 points. Eagles minus 2.5 in the first half. A.J. Brown, first touchdown scorer. A.J. Brown, 100-plus receiving yards. And Tucker's suggestion of the Miles Sanders under 57.5 yards, a $10 wager wins you $1,042.
It's Christmas time.
It is. I mean, that'll take care of a lot. I mean, at Christmas time. I don't know how many people everyone has to buy for, but that's a pretty good number.
What are the kids asking for Christmas? Have they written their letters to Santa
yet? So they haven't officially wrote them. I think that's this weekend. They're going to sit down and write them. We're getting the Christmas tree tomorrow.
Are they old enough to write them themselves?
So my son is, and so my daughter's at kindergarten now, and there's what they do to try to help them to kind of get it is they do a thing called kid writing, where you're not supposed to help them. Like, they're supposed to use their sounds, right, to write it. So to answer your question, is she old enough to write her list? Yes. Would you pick it up and understand what you're reading?
Probably not.
No. You probably wouldn't. But she could look at it and say, like, tell you what the words mean. So I guess, yeah, they're both old enough in that case to write it out. So as far as what they're asking for, so recently an Amazon magazine came, like an Amazon Kids Christmas Guide came. This thing has to be, I don't know, 100 pages thick. And so I told them, I was like, I wanted ideas. But I was hoping to help them write their own list. So I was like, why don't you guys look at this book and, like, take a marker and, like, put a star next to things you might want. That way, when it's time to write your list, you know. So I recently went and picked up the magazine to see what they starred. They starred everything.
Like 150 of the 200 pages?
Yeah, like there are some certain pages where there's like 12 things on there, and every single thing has a star. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I was hoping to get ideas. So to answer your question, do they know what they want? Yes. Everything.
It's everything.
Yeah. But isn't that what kids do? They want everything? Here's what I want. I want this same game probably to hit over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Once again, under 19.5 Titans, over 24.5 Eagles, minus 2.5 Eagles first half. A.J. Brown first touchdown. A.J. Brown over 100 receiving yards. Miles Sanders under the 57.5 yards rushing. All right, fun show tonight. Now, before we go, and we have Boomer and Valenti getting you ready for the entire football weekend coming up, I do have to say, I can't wait to watch NFL Films, NFL Network, the show on Ray Didinger. You caught a glimpse of this today?
I watched it this afternoon, yes.
How was it?
It was very emotional for me. I felt bad. Like, my girlfriend was in the room. I had to leave the room because I didn't want to see her getting emotional over, like, a 78-year-old man. I think that's kind of weird.
But it's not any 78-year-old man. It's Ray.
No, it's the guy who was my hero growing up. Like, he's the reason why I wanted to be in sports media, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And a lot of the content was very similar to the content we heard in May when he was on his retirement tour, but I think it's really interesting that someone who was a sports writer and a radio personality is honored by NFL Films in such a way.
So I got to look to see. I'm sure they're going to replay it over this weekend. Sometimes they throw these kind of things they put on a day. They'll, like, put it on, like, overnight, like the next day. So I will look for it, and I will watch it, and we'll talk about it next week. You guys have a great weekend. Boomer and Valenti have you next for the NFL preview for this weekend. Back on Tuesday, a lot to talk about, including maybe the Phillies having a star shortstop, Correa or Turner Bogaerts. Have a great weekend on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.